The Panda Palace opened at 6 one night. All the tables were ready. The room was just right. As the diners arrived, they were graciously greeted. Mr. Panda himself helped each one get seated. A proud group of peacocks with feathers fanned wide was a most splendid sight for the others inside. With heads held up high, they watched through the door. "Do we need reservations, or can you seat four?" A party of penguins coming straight from a ball waddled in through the door, hats, jewels, and all. "This is just the right place for our elegant date. Please, Mr. Panda, is there a table for eight?" The Honey Bear All-Stars, with gloves, balls, and bats, had played a great game with the tiger-striped cats. "We hit three home runs, so we're feeling just fine. Now it's time for a party. Is there room here for nine?" Then through all the noise came a knock at the door. A tiny mouse asked, "Is there room for one more?" Most stars are glowing balls of gas that give off light. There are many kinds of stars. They are different in size, mass, brightness, temperature, and color. Stars are spread far apart across space, but from Earth, certain stars appear to be close together. These stars make up constellations. Stars look small because they are far away, but they are actually huge. Our sun is the closest star to Earth. This makes it appear large and bright. The sun provides Earth with light and heat. The following day, Benny woke up when Henry playfully tossed a pillow at him. "Benny, better get up. Don't you want to come to the shop with us?" Benny opened his eyes and saw Henry, Jesse, and Violet crowded around his door. "Hello, sleepyhead," Jesse teased. "Do you know what time it is? Almost 9 o'clock. Benny turned on his side. "You know, I dreamed about the shop last night." He moved his stuffed bear stockings out of the way so his sisters and brother could sit on the bed. "I dreamed I was the chef." "Did you wear a big hat?" Violet liked knowing what everybody wore. "Yes," Benny murmured. "I was surrounded by all different kinds of ice cream, and some glasses broke. Then I heard a noise outside my window and woke up." "Well, Sir Chef," Jesse said, getting up to give Benny a bow, "you should invent a new ice cream dish at the shop and name it after yourself. That's what chefs do." Benny laughed. "Maybe I will," he said. A half hour later, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny were heading quickly down the sidewalk to the shop. As they stopped at the corner to wait for a car to pass, Jesse looked down and stepped out of the way of some broken glass.